You're such an asshole.
All right. Continuing on. Young lady writes, "Hello, Cleary. Please keep me anonymous. I'm a return customer. Love your work. Keep it up. My youngest sister currently lives with a relative. This relative is a doctor. The youngest is currently in med school." All right. So your youngest sister lives with a relative who's a doctor, and your sister is also in med school. I know med school is no walk in the park, but it racks the mind mentally. But my parents and I were very proud of her perseverance. Plus, living with a relative that's already a doctor, my folks and I figured she'll encourage my sister to keep chugging on, or so we thought. On a side note, the youngest child was a boy. Oh, that's right. You did voice to text, and that's why I charge you a lot more money. So I will read it as it is written. The youngest child was a boy that my parents did not approve of. Millennials, am I right? Point is, it is believed that this rejection of my youngest sister's boyfriend, the stress of school, and the mess of 18 plus months of bug 19 has taken its toll on her mentally. Two nights ago, she calls my parents and tells them, and I saying that she may not finish med school. She postponed taking the med exams that leads to the clinical stage of med school. She makes it clear that she might not go for it. Her parents and I were surprised, to say the least. The youngest sister wants to figure things out and wants my parents' support. Translation, want to run wild and free. I want your green light for approval. All right, well, I'm trying to figure out, where are the clinicals? Hang on, let me see what is the clinical stage. Curriculum usually occurs during the last 2 years of medical school. All right, so she's been in it for a while. She's been in medical school for a while, huh? Okay, all right, I see how it's going. This isn't like she just started. The doctor, the relative, is in full support of her decision. This makes me suspicious because this relative doctor would have nipped my youngest sister's irrationality on the butt, or at least have rung the alarm bell on the youngest sister's behavior. That fact that she chose to allow my sister to make this decision on her own leads me to think that she has ulterior motives. Oh, I don't see why she would. My parents drove to see my sister yesterday to talk to her, but my parents are very conservative. With these two young ladies, the relative and her sister, being millennials. I am a millennial. I turned out just fine, by the way. Yeah, but you use voice to text. I personally will not hold my breath on my parents gaining any ground. My aunt, who is aware of the situation, said that we need to pray. But I believe God's never answered a prayer. Not once. And thank God he has it, because if he does exist, that's exactly what I would do. Is God, not that I'd be like, oh, I'm God. Dude, I wouldn't be answering anyone. So I'll figure it out yourself. You put yourself in that situation. Pray. Pray. Please help me make sense of this. Why is my youngest sister ruining her future? I don't know. She's maybe burning out. It's possible. Go talk to her. Why did my relative, who is the doctor, wait until the final countdown for the situation to come to light? I don't know. Talk to her. I don't know these people. Why didn't she do her effing job as her guide, elder relative, and guide my younger sister properly? I personally blame her for this debacle, by the way, because she could have curtailed this BS. What can my parents do about this? I've always prided myself and my family for not being weaklings, and this current BS my youngest sister is pulling is a slap in the face of the sacrifices that my parents and extended families of the family have made. Just what's going on with this girl? All right. You guys sound like the family that put way too much pressure on her. She's cracking. I'll be perfectly honest. I'm going to assume you guys are Asian. And here's this poor little youngest girl. She's got to live up to the... I'm sure you're no loser. I'm sure you've succeeded admirably. this relative that she's living with is also a doctor. I'm going to assume your parents are also highly successful and hardworking. And look, I'm all for putting people under pressure. All right. But y'all probably put too much pressure on her now. She's cracking. And they're right. Combined with the disease, now she has a boyfriend and all that other stuff. And just the natural pressures of medical school. She wants to postpone. I can't answer all the questions. Why? You need to talk to your sister and find out why. You also need to talk to the relative. Say, why didn't you do it? Or intervene. Why didn't you stop her? Because there may be a very good. What if she doesn't want to be? She found out she does not want to be a doctor. It's good she found out now without, you know, it spares herself or your family 2 years of medical school expense. What if she really couldn't do it? What if she just doesn't like it? I don't mean that, like, you know, every job you should like, but like she just cannot do it. And, like, I cannot eat split pea soup. Just can't. I can have a gash. I could probably take a gunshot wound. I cannot take needles. I have to, but I don't like them. So you gotta ask her. And then you, as an eldest sister, eldest sibling, you have to be able to read between the lines and find out what's real and what's BS and call her out on the BS. Because honestly, I don't know. If this was some spoiled suburbanite family and your sister was like party girl, yeah, then you know the answer. You sound like you come from a traditional immigrant country where your parents are very serious about education. They're very serious about the career. All your family members, your siblings are successful people. So I don't think your parents would have allowed your youngest sister to party girl it up. So I'm going to assume, especially since, you know, she already has an undergrad, she's in med school. I'm going to kind of listen to see what she has to say and then judge. If she's like, I just can't do it, or I don't like blood, da-da-da-da-da-da, that's legitimate. Right. But if it's like, well, you know, I just want to live, and then, you know, you only live once, it gives millennial BS like that. No, no, no. Then you come down with the older sibling banhammer. Then you beat her ass. You say, we did not sacrifice it, da da da, mom and dad did. Now you're going to finish this school, and then there's always time to go to Paris and party and have fun. Now, if you had another idea, like if it was like, well, I'm going to go into chemical engineering, or I'm going to rely on my undergrad and get these other certifications. That's then, okay, she just probably doesn't like the profession. And I think that's corroborated by your relative doctor who agreed with this young lady's decision to talk to them. But, you know, don't be surprised either way. If it sounds legit and you know, talk to the doctor and find out why did you not stop her? What's going on? She'll probably give you some much more insight into why she recommended she quit her studies or take a break because she's a doctor. I'm not. I'm just an asshole. I'm just a caveman. But then go in and talk to your sister. And if she, you know, gives you any kind of BS, like, well, I just want to party and live life. And da, da, da. Yeah, you come crazy. I'll get you bullets. I'll get you ammo. I'll run you ammo to go and take her out. Absolutely. Then you could go to town. But the final thing I'm going to say is just so you know, you're not her either. And all you can do is find out why, figure out whether she's right or wrong, make your argument either for or against. You can even threaten her, right? With my sibling, I mean, you do that, you're getting out of here. You know, I'm not tolerating that. No, you're not. I mean, but that's the job of an older sibling, is to beat the ever-living crap of the younger ones. But, you know, she's an adult. If she decides not to, then you need to accept that. You don't have to agree with it, but you need to accept a choice for your own sake so you don't worry about this anymore. And I don't know. Like, I would say, and I understand, it's hard seeing loved ones you see suffer. And I'm like, nah, I'm beyond that point. I kind of enjoy it because I enjoy being right more than I like really like, I told you not to do that. You know, the thing I told you not to do, you did it, didn't you? And now you're suffering. That's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. I get a kick out of it now. But yeah, get to my level. All right. Don't care. Say your piece, make your statement. You did all you then. Then, yeah, I don't care. Your sister complains because the boyfriend, whatever, left her for some younger gal. I don't care. Your sister complains because she got pregnant. And now she doesn't know what to do and the boyfriend won't return her. I don't care. Told you not to do it. How long has the boyfriend been around? Like, is the boyfriend new? Did he just come in and all of a sudden she's changed? Boys are more fun than studies. Yeah, because you're obviously very upset with your language here. I just, you take some stoicism, read the Way of Monkey book by Turd Flingy Monkey, learn what you do and do not control, state your piece, and then be done with it. I recommend you pass this on to your folks. You know, because parents, I've seen parents ruin everyone's life trying to save children that aren't just, they're just not going to be saved. But, you know, parents are a little bit different. I think they do it because it's, like, reflective upon them. Like, I didn't raise the kid right. No, you didn't. You didn't. All right. Any super chats today? James Nope, new guy, $10. What's better, 1.5-week winter road trip? Texas or Arizona and New Mexico? Okay, James, no to Texas. Too big, nothing but big cities until you get out west and there's a little bit of mountains, the Guadalupe Mountains. New Mexico is crap. Don't even bother with New Mexico. Maybe stop in Albuquerque on your way, but Arizona all the way. I'd spend all 1.5 weeks in Arizona. headquarter on the... either north or south side of Phoenix. If you're on the north side, I'd be hiking in Payson, Jerome, Sedona, and the Grand Canyon. If you're on the south side, I'd do the Peralta Trails, Flatiron, drive to Tucson, do Sabino Canyon, and all that. And if you've never been to Arizona, you got to do the Grand Canyon just to see it. So I'm just going to say stay on the north side. You don't even have to stay in Phoenix now I think about it. If I were you, Sedona's expensive. Yeah, see, along the, what's that highway? 17? I think it's 17. See if you can't find a cheap place to stay north side, like Carefree, Cave Creek, far north side of Phoenix, or anything along that interstate. And then I would definitely do some hiking in Sedona. I drive through Jerome, Prescott, Grand Canyon, Flagstaff, and then go check out the crater on Highway 40, Interstate 40. Absolutely pay the $5 to see that crater. That is one of the coolest, quickest things you can do. It's a really neat thing to see. A painted trees, petrified forest, painted desert national park. That's a nice one. Out of Holbrook. That's worth it too. And if for whatever reason you find yourself in the far northwest corner of Arizona, feed the burros in Oatman, Arizona. You got to feed the burros in Oatman, Arizona, but you're almost to the border with Nevada by that time. All right, that's it. Questions, answers. Assholeconsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.